This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
This is a promotional, just something that I think state fans should know about. All sports fans, not just state fans, sports fans should know about. So if you are in Wilmington or in Greenville or in Asheville, for instance, and this is a little bit of a Raleigh-centric bit here, but I'm doing it today because I'm giving you time if you want to make a day trip. Because at the meeting of the Raleigh Sports Club on Wednesday, my friend Tom Shanahan is a longtime sports writer, member of the Football Writers Association of America, and the author of Ray of Light, the story of Jimmy Ray, Fayetteville guy, who became the first black quarterback in the Big Ten, maybe in all of college football, from my memory. But Tom can shed some light on this. But Earl Edwards was on staff at Michigan State. Remember, Earl Edwards is still the greatest coach, winningest coach in NC State football history. And there's a celebration of Earl Edwards, Tom Shanahan, a former player on that team, and Tim Peeler, NC State historian, are going to be at the Raleigh Sports Club to do a kind of a discussion about this. And Tom Shanahan is joining us on the Adam Gold Show for a couple of minutes. First of all, I know the book has done well. There's a there's a documentary or a flat movie coming out about it. First, congratulations on all of that. And tell me more about what's going to be at the Raleigh Sports Club coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Adam. This is a great chance to really honor the legacy of Earl Edwards. He's such a pivotal figure in North Carolina State football and college football overall, really, when you think about the South and desegregation. When he arrived in the 1950s from Michigan State, North Carolina State's program was so bad, they were thinking about cutting it. And, of course, because they were losing money.
Right.
And then in the 1960s, he desegregated the program. And NC State was the third ACC school to desegregate behind Maryland and Wake Forest. And, you know, a lot of these stories are untold. They need to be remembered. Charlie Young is the and Willie Burton were the first two black scholarship players recruited out of Enloe. So they are both Raleigh and NC State treasures. Charlie will be with us. Willie Burton, unfortunately, has passed away. But I think it's going to be a great event that North Carolina State and college football fans in general, like you said, will enjoy.
Now, it's been a while, but I have spoken to the Raleigh Sports Club. They are a great organization, very community-oriented, and, you know, it does lean. It's not exclusive to NC State. I know it's in Raleigh, but I know there's a lot of Tar Heels that come and speak to the Raleigh Sports Club, but it does kind of bend towards NC State. But this is a part of their history that should be celebrated. Talk to me about Earl Edwards and his role here and what Duffy Daugherty maybe taught him during his time at Michigan State. Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, he came from Michigan State, and my first book was Ray of Light about Jimmy Ray from Fayetteville, E.E. Smith, when it was a black high school. And he was the South's first black quarterback to win a national title. You know, obviously in the 60s, there were no black quarterbacks.
Right.
He was one of the few. And so Earl Edwards, he came to North Carolina State in 1954, and the program was in the dumps. But he won his first ACC title by 1957. And then he won five conference titles. and he was a four-time coach of the year. They won bowl games. So he put together a remarkable record. But it's also important to know that in the 1960s, he desegregated the program. The first guy was Marcus Martin, and he was from Virginia, and he made the team as a walk-on in spring football in 1967. And Earl put him on the team. Earl saw he was a good player and put him on the team. And the thing that we know about that, remember about that, is in 1967, Alabama had five black players try to walk on Bear Bryant's team.
Right.
And Bear Bryant cut them all. So a lot of coaches in the South were still resistant. So then in 1969, Clyde Chesney, who was from Jimmy Ray's high school and motivated by Jimmy Ray's success, decided he was going to continue his football career. He enrolled at NC State on an academic scholarship, and he made the team as a walk-on in 69. He was the first black starter in 1970, and by 1971, he was the first black player from NC State to earn postseason honors as a all-AAC academic choice. And the other important role that Clyde played is Charlie Long will talk about this Wednesday at the luncheon, that, you know, it was tough being on a predominantly white campus.
Right.
And he said that Clyde Chesney was a great mentor for him and Willie Burton to adjust to the lifestyle.
Tom Shanahan, author of the book The Ray of Light, which is all about Jimmy Ray, again from Fayetteville. Follow him on Twitter at Shanny4055. He's going to be at the Raleigh Sports Club on Wednesday. Tim Peeler will be there, a player on the NC State team coached by Earl Edwards that integrated football at NC State. And you mentioned the fact that State was a white campus. Michigan State was a white campus. So this is kind of all-encompassing in both locations. What was it like as far as your reporting and your storytelling tells you about what it was like on campus for those players, but also for the coaches that probably bore the brunt of a lot of this?
Yeah. Well, the thing I learned from writing my first book, Ray of Light, was about how far ahead of the nation Duffy Daugherty was. Because, you know, you think of segregation, you think of college football integration as segregation in the South. But there was much more to it than that. The rest of the schools across the country, and that includes USC, which gets far too much credit for that 1970 game against Alabama, they followed an unwritten quota. They didn't want more than a half dozen black players. And, for example, USC only had five black players on its 1962 national title team and only seven on its 1967 national title team. Well, Duffy Daugherty smashed those quotas. And he had the Associated Press reported in 1962, the Spartans' 17 black players was the most in major college football history. And then in the 1966 game of the century, Michigan State and Notre Dame, record TV audience, 33 million. The Spartans had 20 black players, 11 black starters, two black team captains, College Football Hall of Famers George Webster and Clinton Jones, and then Jimmy Ray as the South's first black quarterback to win a national title. Notre Dame had one black player, Alan Page. And that was pretty much the norm throughout the country until Duffy kind of reset the model.
Amazing story from Tom Shanahan. Raleigh Sports Club coming up on Monday. I believe it starts at 11:30. I hope just this conversation will get a few more people in the door. Tim is a good friend of mine, and there is nobody that knows more about NC State sports than Tim Peeler. It should be a blast. Tom, I thank you very much. I hope to see you soon.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on. And like I say, hope this gets helps with the turnout.
No question. Should be fun. Raleigh Sports Club on Wednesday at 11:30. Should be good.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.